In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Slava Iisus Christu.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory be forever.
I'd like to start my homily today with something interesting I found on the internet. It's this little, I guess, story of how to be miserable in life. So listen, how you can be miserable. See yourself as the center of the universe. Focus attention on yourself. Think about yourself. Talk about yourself. Use I and me as often as possible. Mirror yourself continually in the opinion of others. Listen greedily to what people say about you. Expect to be appreciated. Be suspicious. Be jealous and envious. Be sensitive to slights. Never forgive a criticism. Trust nobody but yourself. Demand agreement with your own views about everything. Sulk if people are not grateful to you for favors you have shown to them. Never forget a service you have rendered someone. Shirk your duties if you can. Do as little as possible for others. So that's how we can be miserable in life. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I think one of the common problems in the world today is that we as Christians, we as Catholics, do not know how to be happy. We often think that we deserve more than what we have, that we need more appreciation and praise for what we do, that people should treat us better, and that we ourselves are perfect and can do no wrong. Well, Jesus has a surprise for us if we think like this. Jesus tells us that true happiness is really not what society tells us it is, but true happiness is taking up our cross and following in the footsteps of Jesus. Whoa, did Jesus really say this to us? Did he really say that the only way to find peace, the only way to find true happiness, is to lose our life for the sake of the gospel? Yep, indeed he did say this. And he said more than this as well. He also said, what can a man offer in exchange for his life? You see, our society teaches us that we can only be happy if we have everything we want in this world, if we continue to collect possessions and go on expensive vacations and buy expensive houses and cars and just do whatever we want without really caring about the souls, about the people around us. Well, this is not exactly what Jesus teaches us in the gospel. Jesus teaches us something very different. He teaches us that true happiness is not about this world. It is not about our possessions. It is not about what we own. It is not about where we go or how we can satisfy our earthly desires. No. Jesus is talking about humility. He is talking about sacrifice, about giving up the things we enjoy in order to get better things, to get eternal life in heaven and salvation for our souls. Now I want to make something very clear to you. Jesus never ever said that we have to live in poverty, that we have to live on the street and beg for food. No. God has given us everything we have in this world so that we could have proper food, clothing, shelter, and other necessities in life. We work in order to obtain what we have in life. However, we have to be very careful in how we use these resources that Jesus has given to us. If we use these resources only for our selfish purposes and do not think about anyone else in the world, then we are not really doing what God has asked us to do. We need to contribute to the needs of our church. We need to contribute to those in society that are less fortunate than us. Yes, sometimes it seems like people are always asking us for money. And we could say, well, we only have so much to give. But remember, God has given that money to us. And we have to treat it as a gift from God, not something that we can hoard all our lives and be selfish about. So back to finding true happiness with God. Yes, all of us have crosses that we have to carry in our lives. Even those closest to us will sometimes harm us with their words and actions. Sometimes we feel that we are not getting the respect we deserve, that we should be more honored for what we do in our church and our society. Yet the biggest honor we can get is when at the last judgment, Jesus says to us, "Good and faithful servant, you have done all that I have asked you to do. You have served me through your words and through your actions. You have put God first in your life, and every decision you have made was based on God's will in your heart." I think that if we hear these words from Jesus, they are a lot more important than getting praise from anyone in our society. So, my dear friends, what are we going to do in our lives to find true happiness with God? Are we going to listen to the ways of the world? Think that we are number one and put God second? Well, if we do that, we will indeed learn how to be as miserable as we can be. The world we live in will not bring us eternal salvation. The world we live in is not going to keep us happy forever. Only Jesus can do that. And when we deny ourselves, when we pick up our crosses and follow Jesus, we will indeed find true happiness that we have been waiting for. For there is nothing in this world that can match the joy and the peace and the love that Jesus can give to us. So what are we waiting for? Let us pick up our crosses. Let us listen to the words of Jesus. Let us follow him to the heavenly kingdom. And then we could sing this song. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Do we have that love of Jesus in our heart every day of our lives. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Slava Jesus Christu.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory be to God.